When Sex Life Becomes Deadlock by Kirsten Alberg. Narrated by Jens Bekvall. When the Woman Has Lost Her Desire. Joanne and Christopher have been married for 7 years. At the beginning of their relationship, they had a good and satisfactory sex life. But when they had their first child after a few years in couplehood, things changed. Joanne lost her sexual desire. Instead, she spent most of the day breastfeeding, changing nappies, looking after the baby, doing the laundry, and so on. She was completely preoccupied with the baby and housework, and in the evening she was tired and spent. In the beginning, Christopher thought that everything was going to be different when Joanne stopped breastfeeding and started on her job again. But as the time went by, and Joanne was still focusing exclusively on her job, the baby, and housework, Christopher gradually lost his confidence that things would change. Joanne did not give it much thought. She felt she had got her hands full taking care of her job, her baby, and the house. Sex had come to matter less to her. Other things were important now. She only felt annoyed when Christopher initiated sex. She did not want to snub him, but she also felt uncomfortable about having sex with him when she did not want to. On some occasions, she would yield out of consideration for Christopher, but those occasions grew ever rarer, and eventually their sex life came to a standstill. Christopher was frustrated. He did not feel a partnership without sex was good enough. Consequently, he told Joanne that he would try to find himself a mistress if things were not going to change soon. Joanne was hurt. She considered fidelity a precondition of a good couplehood. But at the same time, she realized that Christopher had to satisfy his sexual needs. Hence, she accepted sex as a duty. And to make sure that Christopher would not find himself a mistress, she forced herself to have sex without wanting to. But it did not do them much good. Christopher was aware that she did not throw herself into it or feel any desire, and consequently he preferred to drop the whole thing. Now the young couple had reached a deadlock. Christopher considered that Joanne had to do something about her lack of desire. But, of course, Joanne could not force a desire she did not have. Thousands of couples find themselves in the same situation as Joanne and Christopher. One is desirous, the other not. And what do they do then? Sexual desire is not at one's beck and call. It is like food. If you are not hungry, you will not be able to eat. You cannot force a need or desire you do not have. You may pretend to be desirous, but your partner will usually respond negatively, and ultimately this is not a good solution for either partner. The woman's lack of desire does not necessarily mean that anything is wrong with her. Perhaps she is simply focusing on other things in life right now, or perhaps her lack of desire indicates couplehood problems. But of course, her lack of desire may also be an individual trouble of hers, caused by previous experiences unrelated to her present partnership. A woman's sexual desire may disappear for several reasons. And when I am talking about losing one's desire, I do not mean a minor decrease. For there is one level of desire during the period of infatuation, and another when sharing everyday life. The great majority of couples will experience a decrease in sexual desire after their first flush of love. There is nothing wrong with that. It is quite natural for infatuation to fan the flames, just as a long period of separation may temporarily stimulate sexual desire. Nor am I referring to the fact that most women are less sexually desirous than men, which sometimes makes it necessary for the woman to reject the man's advances. By losing desire, I refer to the complete or almost complete disappearance of the woman's desire. There may be a quite specific cause of the woman's lack of desire. She is no longer satisfied with her own body. That may occur after childbirth, when the body changes.